You look beautiful.
Thank you. You do, like, here's the thing. You do ask for me to support you a lot, and I do, and I'm happy about it. I never think to say, doesn't my hair look amazing? Don't I look amazing? Which you do, and I do
that.
I love to hype you up. Uh-huh. I think I just always want people to say it without me asking. Uh-huh. And that's the difference between us.
Yeah, because I'll say it. And so I'm like, I don't, like, I will say it, but what I'm saying is, like, I'll say it, like, if I want a compliment, like, I'll be like, don't you like this?
Right.
Don't you like that? I do it to Hominy all the time.
That's very little sister versus big sister, where I'm like, if someone wants to give me attention, they'll give me attention. If they don't, I'm going to be mad about
it. Yeah.
And then you're like, everybody's obsessed with me. Everybody loves me. Which I do. I wish I had that, but it's just very, when you're the youngest, you have no shame.
Yeah.
You have no shame whatsoever.
I agree. I do have no shame, but I'm also just like, I mean, I always tell you when you look good.
I think you sometimes will give me a compliment.
So basically very you're rarely. Saying I don't I give
really
you
have
enough
to work
compliments.
For it. I really have to work for
you
it.
You do not have to work for it. But also, I feel like you're
I did it with
I don't
the nails. I said, look at my nails. And you were not excited. You were not super excited. You were like, I do actually like those. You give me a lot of that. Actually, I do. Actually, I do.
Girl, you're a dragon.
It's a little bit of that.
No, it's
a little bit
not.
Of that.
First of all, I'm always like, yes, bitch, yes, bitch, yes. All yeah. the time.
Well, maybe we should.
Maybe it's not enough.
You know what? Maybe we should both make an extra effort to hype each other up. I will not, or I'll do it before you have to ask. And then I won't be like, oh my God, she's asking again.
Yes, but I don't mind asking, even if
right.
it annoys you.
You don't care. Yeah, you don't
yeah,
care. That's fine.
I don't care.
It doesn't really
Larry's
even annoy
here,
me.
Larry's Maxim.
Yay.
Larry's coming. Yeah, I mean, you could. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if I want to hear something from somebody, I'm going to just say it.
And I love that. I want to be more like that. Maybe I'll just actually adopt your system.
I think that's what you should do. I honestly think so.
Well, I'm entering really like my positivity era. I don't know if you know this about me right now.
No.
Yes, I am. I'm being super positive. And hi, babes. He's coming to get you right now. It's our guest. Yeah, it's Maxime. Just come on in. We're on the air. Okay, great. Larry's coming.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is my positivity era. I'm really, I mean, it honestly kind of started with Amina. I got the, I don't know what it is, the bug, the desire for it, where I was like, wait a minute, I could stop being so negative and making myself, or just like indulging in being annoyed. You know what I mean? Or like being whatever. I don't know. I'm trying.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm in a positive place, but I also think I'm just like lately have been feeling real antisocial in my housey.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
This week?
No.
This week I just want to be in my house with my cats.
That's okay.
Literally having the time of my life with my cats. We've just been having a really good time.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Come on in.
Why are you walking in like that? Like you're traumatized.
Make an entrance.
I am wet.
Yeah, that's true.
Get a little wine
Sit.
In. Yeah, have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Owens.
I on air podcast.
Maxim, do we have a napkin for Larry?
Can we try off our gas, please?
Okay. Oh, yeah, no headphones. Yeah, cool. It's cool. Girl.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Max.
Jelly napkins. Yes. That's exactly what you needed.
Yeah. What were you talking about?
Hi, gorgeous. How are you feeling?
What were you guys talking?
Literally being antisocial and being so happy to be at home with my cat.
I did not say anything about that.
And Melissa said, yeah.
Okay. And Melissa said, me too.
Melissa, me too.
Larry and I were out last night.
I know. Well, you guys talk about being out. Social butterflies up in this bitch.
So fun. Dear Kiko at
Dear
Lincoln
Kiko.
Center.
Yeah, I have to.
You were so funny. Larry
yeah,
was
Sydney
on one.
Yeah, Sydney said you were
really
on one
way.
Last night. She said you were so funny.
Start to finish.
Yeah.
It
was an advice show. It was really, is that kind of what this is?
So what
Honestly,
kind of, wait,
yeah.
Melissa, what kind of advice was Larry giving? I want to hear it.
honestly, good advice. My favorite advice that Larry gave. So it was this girl who hadn't dated in like 6 years. Uh-huh. And she was like, I'm dating a jazz guitarist. And everyone was like, boo, we hate that. And not that Larry defended jazz guitar, but a big issue was that this guy was like, do you think I'm love bombing you? And she was like, no. But she thought, yes. Mm. So it was like a conscious love bomb. And everyone was like, red flag, we hate this. And Larry was like, I relate. I'm a love bomber. And I'm constantly trying to reel it in and hold back.
Self-aware about being too like falling into that category.
Yeah.
When really I just like have a lot of feelings.
I have feelings.
And like I feel them quickly. Like I love being sort of like a storybook princess.
Romance. Yeah, like me it's too. Fun. I do love romance.
Just sort of
I
like think flutter everyone and dream about something.
I literally think everyone would act that way.
Yeah. If it was to like dress acceptable. Someone up and like hearts, like literally draw hearts in your, or figuratively draw hearts in your mind around someone, like in your notebook.
Like have fun of crushes.
Exactly. Yes. Like those are feelings. Like,
do you
everyone's
love
everyone's so scared.
That's not everyone love bombing. So I told this girl.
You just said that you love bomb.
No. Melissa said that.
As a joke.
I know, as in self-aware. Like, in the context of the story and like what that's called now. This person last night hadn't dated since they were 18. This is their like first like online date.
Damn, that
they,
like, 18.
When love bombing didn't exist yet.
I said love bombing did not exist the last time you were dating. So like stop trying to act like you're one of these girls who has been like doing love, it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And have to be like self-aware about that. Like if you're legitimately having feelings for someone and you don't have to like weed through 5,000 people, like be loved is like an offering that I gave on a panel of three. And I also preface with being like, sometimes you have to hear the like crazy advice to be like, I don't want to do that. So I just like offered up like, maybe this guy loves you. And you know, or it's on the way to that. And like, just stay open, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or run the other way to these other two amazing guests' advice. It was,
I hear what you're saying. I like agree with you, but then I'm also like,
It's totally panelists. No, I was giving panelists.
No, that was a good take that was necessary for the panel.
No, but Larry, I do agree with you in the sense that like, I feel like sometimes we get too jaded and we get too like, we're listening to the discourse on TikTok and listening to the discourse online.
Exactly.
And we assign everything with the relationships. We just relate everything back to that, you know, Risa Tisa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like, what Sydney brought up.
Yeah.
That's what Sydney brought up. Because she was like, run for your life.
But the thing is, Risa Tisa made everyone really suspicious and jaded. I mean, I'm like, Hamide, who the fuck are you talking to on the phone? I'm like in his business.
Your hair looks amazing.
Thank you so much.
Wow, we were just talking about this.
Gosh.
Complimenting someone out of nowhere versus Carolina being like, doesn't my hair look amazing? Doesn't my hair look amazing?
Like,
it's like kind
it
of
happen.
Give me a chance to compliment you versus pulling it out of me.
I'm not gonna stop.
No, it's fine. But
pulling
I said that's
out,
very youngest
prompting.
Child.
It's just my habit now.
You both look amazing. My foot is
Thank
ashy.
You look great.
We'll have to punch in the clips. We'll have to punch them in.
Punch in what?
Like when you do the clips for social.
Don't show up here trying to direct our podcast.
I was doing a
last This podcast will not be directed by Larry.
Put on your guest hat.
Yeah, put on
your
guest
director
hat.
I don't have a guest hat. I'm here as my identities. Yes. The guest is a director.
Fine.
The deep laugh. Oh my gosh, it's insane.
I mean, should we do an intro for Larry?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, can I do it?
Sure.
Please, you can do it. You know
no,
what?
No, go off.
You know,
I'll
before
add,
you came
I'll
here,
I'll add some stuff in.
Let's fight. Before you came here, Melissa wanted to sit here, and I was like, no, I want to sit here.
There was an
and
episode.
Then...
We'll preface this. There was an episode where Carolina did not look at me one time.
Oh.
I watched the entire episode, and it was this.
Oh.
To me. So I said, you're not allowed to sit in the middle for a while.
And now
as
I'm
you
back.
Are not allowed
and
to sit in the middle
and
for
I
a while.
And I let that happen, and now I'm back. And then she goes, Larry's my friend.
I did say Larry's
no.
my friend.
Okay, that's crazy.
I know,
that's
but
wild.
I was getting, I was regressing into childhood.
That's wild.
Arguing.
It was very sister of us to have that conversation.
Oh my God,
really
well, I'm glad that y'all love me.
I was like, Larry,
we were kind of fighting over
you. I love you equally.
I started to twitch. I was
you.
Like, Larry.
I love you literally
I'm love bombing Larry. And I'm aware of it, so whatever.
And I love it. Like, I, like, no, I'm, like, aware
you
of it.
Fight over
I'm
you?
Aware, because you're youngest. No, but you are youngest of a bunch of sisters. So you're so used to it.
I know.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Being doted on. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. It's a lot of constructive criticism.
Which
I get from Carolina. You
no,
have that.
I never. What?
You are hot. That's my Carolina.
That's so rude.
That was then it's like sometimes it's en español.
A little bit of español.
It's the same. It's the same voice. Just sometimes en español.
Yeah, no, shut that's up, exactly Larry. Right.
Latina princess and then the fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Carolina loves to beat my ass. Yeah. Physically.
Yeah.
I'm like, babe, just give me a hug.
I do give you a hug.
Does that, no, we.
And then I
punch
you.
Me in the shoulder. Yeah.
No, I, she, does that make me a love bomber that I'm like, hey, can you hug me? Not punch.
Or you could choose to accept the way that I express love.
Right. She does, yeah. That was something beginning of the friendship where I was like, why is she trying to start a fight with me every second? Does she actually hate me? But no, that's how she does express love. It's sweet.
And I'm confrontational, but like in a soft way. In a soft way. Like these. Lady.
Okay.
Can I talk about the weirdest moment at the bar last night? We went to Flaming Saddles after the show, and a man came up to Larry. I mean, several people came up to Larry and that, you know, did their thing.
I'm your
but
fan.
But this one man, the straightest man in the bar, just came up and tilted his glass like this. And like, I almost like dove in between because I was like, what is this straight ass man coming up to Larry for? Just literally like tilting like this. No, just.
And I had to go.
Oh, for like, ah.
I had to go.
Dink, like a sideways cheer with the necks of necks the of bottles. The I was like, this is why there's TikTok discourse about straight people coming to gay bars. Because that was weird. It was just very bizarre. And I felt very protective in that moment. I was like, get your bottleneck away. And I watched Larry just
Melissa
like,
really is good for a protect. Like, you do feel protected around Melissa,
aww,
no?
Really? Yes, absolutely.
I do. And yeah. I think it's funny because both Larry and I are bigger than you. And I immediately, if I know that
not
Melissa's going to like stand up for me, I'm like, I'm safe.
Aww.
That is really sweet.
I love when Melissa goes off on people.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing.
Thank you. I will be canceled.
She would have beat his ass for you.
Let have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have. Yeah.
She really would have. She would have tried to swing on him.
She's wanted a cheers. He wanted a toast.
Why?
I think that we had like just an awkward moment earlier. I think we had,
oh,
like,
did you?
I think we heard like.
Okay. I thought it was
where?
Out of nowhere.
No, it was more of a callback. But I also was skeptically like. My interrogation of him was with skepticism as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you.
Yes.
And,
what was he
and
doing
it
there?
Was just a revisit.
What was he doing?
Oh, it's
there?
A country bar. It's called Flame and Saddles.
It's not a country bar.
Is it not a gay bar?
It's a gay
it's
bar.
A gay
I haven't been there
bar.
In a long time, but I was there when it first opened up. Damn. Damn,
I said 1975.
It wasn't opened in the 1970s. That's
it's
not
a,
an old
it's a 2000s
place.
Creation.
Yeah,
okay,
it's not an old place.
Cough button. It was what? Just like 2000.
It's not an old place, or at least it's not as old as y'all probably think it is.
Okay.
It definitely opened like after I came home
Can
from college.
And you're like college era.
Phone, like,
yeah.
Do.
I'm making a call.
Oh. You're making a call on the cell phone.
I love this. They should all be like this.
You know that this is now my
oh
new
my God,
personality.
What is this? Oh, it's a digital camera.
It's my new personality.
It's so tiny.
It's so fun. I took 300 photos at the Problemista premiere.
Oh my God. They were really cute.
I know.
I went through
it
your whole so story, which I rarely do.
I got to do like a dump. Like, I don't feel comfortable dumping from my phone.
Right.
My phone has
but
one of the worst.
This goes to your phone?
No, I have a little adapter that I plug into it, the SIM card. But it goes right into the phone.
This is also reminding me that I should probably like delete any Facebook albums I have. From, keep like, them. My sorority
you need.
Days.
You need.
Why?
Those are the pictures. They're the best.
You're right. You're right.
That's what I'm recreating.
I love my college photos.
Overexposed. Like
I do love like, a big
like
flash.
You break out phone, people kind of seize up. They're like, oh my gosh.
I'm camera,
like,
they
no
turn
one's
on.
Afraid of that.
But this, like literally, I have 300 photos of my best friend smiling.
I do feel the urge to smile. I think I smiled genuinely when we took that photo.
It happens.
I look like a murderer.
It happens. And not every picture is a winner.
What
here.
Else you got on that camera?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I took,
are there any explicit images?
No. I take like photos of like still life. I like
still life.
Yeah.
Still life.
What, bowls of fruit? What do you mean still life? What are you talking about?
I have like a few of the IATSE building. I have like a photo of like a book that I'm reading.
Did you do your vocal warm-ups this morning?
Absolutely not. I'm in the basement. Don't you hear me, Barry?
So you're not coming, Barry, you're not coming to sing for us in the basement? Larry, I sometimes treat Larry as though he, and I'm sure everyone does.
Larry came on stage last night.
Like a radio. I'm like, sing this song.
Sing for me. Yeah. Larry came on stage last night, E flat. It was amazing. And Larry sat through and enjoyed and respected two full musical improv songs. They were very, very good. But I was just like, is he going to get up? Is he going to get up and do it? Obviously, he would never. But I was like, wow. I was watching my friend be like, contain your gift. And then the third one, he got up. I was like, yes. I was proud of you. Honestly, this show makes me really love musical improv.
They're the best. They were Lulu really, Krause, really Emily good. Alcott, Emily Alcott, Garth. Garth doing really it for the amazing. First time.
That was his first time.
Yes.
That's insane.
It was
me.
So.
He had that really good, you need a hoe phase.
I
verse.
Literally gave advice in the song. Oh my gosh.
It was
that was
really
the whole like,
amazing.
Concept
really,
of
well,
advice.
You know who else was a fan of you? Casey Musgraves.
Casey
Musgraves is at the show, and she was sitting kind of by me. The one time I ever straightened my hair, and I'm giving Casey Musgraves dupe right in front of her. And I glance over, and, you know, whenever Larry says something, she head back. Yeehaw. She loved it. She loved Larry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm, really like, cute. Heading to the dressing Fall. Room, like, at the end of the show, and, like, like, she's leaving out of the door and, like, turns around and, like, says, like, hello. And I was just like, no. Because she was very much in Melissa Richcourt. Just, like, she was just, like,
she had a hat.
Out. She's doing SNL tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, so cool.
Oh,
like,
she's singing. She's, yeah, you said
she's
that.
Singing.
Yeah. So that was just, like, yeah. And she followed me on Insta.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's
really
so,
cute.
Yeah.
Really cute.
Very fun night at Lincoln Center. And Flaming Saddles.
And Flaming Saddles.
You know, the public has two coordinates on us. You know, find us.
Well, yeah. Can you dox yourself past tense, I guess? No, you can't. You'll never find me there again.
I was here. Okay, see, Beyonce, when she gets in the basement, this ain't.
I was here. I know the words.
This ain't Texas.
16 carriages.
That one's very my range.
Yeah,
it's
that one is
chill,
I think pretty much everyone's range.
Easy. Yeah, that's thank you.
Larry, have you met Beyonce?
Not yet.
Because I don't even have a lot of famous people, and I was like,
at the Grammys, I was close to her.
You close to Beyonce proximity.
Yeah, and Madonna. Madonna walked by and clocked my outfit like this.
Oh, Madonna.
And not a overtly positive way, but I knew it was good. I knew I was looking good, but she wasn't going
to
give that to me.
To catch
even
the
to
eye.
Catch the eye was good. Yeah, she couldn't give me a, you know, positive, but, you know, of course, I'm like, Mommy, do you like my outfit? You know.
Yeah, it's my close friend.
My close friend, Madonna.
Close friend.
She did go to my high school for a moment.
You met Madonna, right?
Yeah, I'm in her house.
Oh, my God, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow, me Truth bringing that up, setting you the fuck up
you
without
know, I mean,
even realizing.
I hate going into it. I hate saying those things of like, well, that reminds me of the time.
Well, of course, but it's so interesting, Larry, because it's like, you're my friend. I see you all the time. You come over to my house. We hang out. We
you
watch
cook.
TV.
Larry's
cook
my
down.
Friend.
We eat.
Larry is my friend. Who's sleeping over at my house tonight?
Larry has slept over my house before.
I have.
We've never fought over a guest like this.
I feel just absolutely love bombed.
Yeah. I was going to say, Larry, even I sometimes forget that, like, tú eres un poco famosa. Like,
Google Translate, please.
Like, I forget. Like, I've been out with Larry and people are like, are you in Abbott Elementary? Like, you're so great. And I'm like, oh, wait, he is.
Yeah, that's good. It's wild. It's wild how many people get to enjoy that show.
I can't say that you've grown. You know what I mean? I think it's nice that you haven't changed, right? Like, but that's because you were a diva before.
Diva? What does diva mean?
Bitch, what does diva mean? You tell me.
You were a theater boy before, and you remain a theater boy.
Thank you.
Which is diva implicit.
A little bit of diva without craft. Like, yeah, like theater is like craft.
Of course. Okay, you're a diva with craft. Like Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams is a diva with craft.
I have learned a lot about the craft from Larry.
Absolutely.
And I have gained a deeply critical eye because of your expertise. And now I feel like I watch theater in a way where I'm like, yes, I will be a bitch about this because sometimes it is deserved.
The conversation is like 80% of it. Like,
exactly.
Like, you go to
the
theater
fun.
To have a conversation. You go to a movie sometimes to just escape.
Talk about it. Leisure Center is your Lower East Side solution for vintage clothes, shoes, books, posters, home decor, and cute downtown fashion boys. Shop for the boyfriend you have or pick one up while you shop for you. With men's, women's, unisex, and a full range of sizing, Leisure Center delivers the hottest vintage fashion for everyone. Get 10% off online with code HOSE or mention it in-store for discount. Leisure Center at 48 Hester Street in Lower Manhattan.
You haven't done my intro yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we haven't done the intro because
do it
okay.
It's together. A big fight.
What if we do half?
We'll do it together. Okay.
You start and I'll go in.
Okay.
Back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. One,
okay.
Two.
Our guest today is a man of so many talents. It honestly really surprised me when I first met him that he was hanging out with the comedy community because
he had
talent far beyond that. He literally originated the role in A Strange Loop, which was a powerful experience for everyone who saw it.
Transcendent.
Absolutely transcendent. You want to do him?
Transcendent. Our guest is a classically trained vocalist. He's also a director, a writer, a poet of sorts.
Director of thieves. Many, many hats, too. At one time, one of my favorite jokes that he's ever pulled off, in directing we did two full musicals that Larry had written. We did, you know, just had the actors there, was like...
We did some table reads.
Table reads. But just
reads.
Like...
Some musicals.
People were giving like they were at Lincoln Center. It was insane. And Larry said, well... Now I have to join the cast and I'm going to put on my actor hat. And then he pulled out a hat that said actor. And everybody walked.
It's like,
they're
it's
gone.
Lame,
damn,
it's
minds. Like we were all on the floor. Like he had like written
I was wearing
something
a hat that said director.
And then he pulled out a hat.
And now I have to put on my actor hat.
It was literally like
I'm gonna be like making like crazy faces, but that's my character. Like,
we also have to what we really need to focus in on and expand on is the voice that comes from within this person is literally heaven sent.
Oh my god!
Particularly when singing what?
Stepped on by Jesus Lord.
Whoa!
Sondheim.
The way that this man plays with Sondheim and sings it in ways that you don't even imagine it, the way that it's not been sung before, or sings it the way it is supposed to have been sung.
Oh, whoa! Whoa. Oh my gosh! Wow. This is amazing.
Wow, she's really trying to steal you from me.
I am not. I'm just saying our guest is extremely talented. And also extremely intelligent.
Should
sometimes
we give regular credit?
Smart.
Abbott Elementary.
Too smart where I gotta punch him.
He is smart.
You know what I mean?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, too much. Smart.
Because he's so smart that he'll like talk you out of your thought. You're like, what? Wait, I don't believe that anymore. Fucking brainwasher.
That's actually true.
It'll talk you
That's
out of
actually
thought.
Really true. But
like,
it elevates
I think this,
you.
And like,
it
nope.
elevates the thought. Yeah.
It takes you in the circles. Then they're like, okay, I am wrong. I am wrong. You are right. Okay. You're brainwashed. You brainwash people. Wow, and that's a compliment.
I think what you're describing is philosophy.
Here we go, being smart.
Here we go,
philosophy. You mean the class I had to drop in college because I was like, what's happening? I had to drop
it. Yes,
that one.
That's literally what you're describing is Plato.
That is interesting. I've never thought Plato. You'd be a philosopher, but you are.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you've seen our guest in Abbott Elementary, Life with Beth, Life as Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
And?
Search Party.
Throwback. Problemista, Julio Torres.
A24.
Cannot wait to see A24. So exciting.
Open Can't New York and LA
Open
now.
New York and LA.
Everywhere,
wait
March
for
22nd.
It everywhere else.
Well, yes.
I literally can't wait to see
Tilda
that.
Tilda Swinton.
Me too.
Tilda fucking Swinton.
Yeah.
Talk about iconic.
Like, I would go after this.
Julio Torres. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Was that really fun?
It was unbelievable. It was just like literally like the best experience, like being directed by a friend. Like normally as an actor, like you go to set and like you have to like anticipate the relationship. You know what I mean? Like
you already know me. The relationship.
Yeah. Where you're like, hi, that's how are you? Or you've like had like a director session or like you know, have like talked, you know, so there could be some relationship. But to like have spent so much time with Julio and so to like sweet. On the page read it and sort of like know what Julio is thinking and how Julio thinks and then to be able to like inhabit that world, like it was unlike anything I'd ever done in my career, like
to see it on film.
To play sort of an otherworldly character that's not even a human.
Corset, yeah.
Yes, Catherine George, who designed Snowpiercer, did the costumes, and amazing. Yeah, and so it's like Julio. It's like when you think of like My Favorite Shapes, like his special, like he understands geometry and shape. And so as I play a computer system, and that's how I thought about it when I approached it, I was like how would a computer behave? Like, what does a computer, like, what is that relationship with humanity? And so, but yeah, the design of it, like it's like 3D printed, like metallic, like opera gloves. Like,
yeah.
So like, I think then I step into diva and I think people conflate when I step into these roles, like, you know, and then off stage, I'm very, very, you know, just hanging out. But to like, to get into that and like,
you agree with that? You ain't hanging out nowhere.
I always am hanging out. I'm hanging out, period.
That is, I feel like that is what makes you an asset to the comedy community is you are like, this is my fucking chill time. We're all like gunning for our lives. And you're like, I'm having a good time. Yeah. I'm going to sing my little songs and hang out.
Which
is
fair.
Which is fair.
Offstage. No, the
on
diva's
stage,
on stage.
You're hanging out.
No, on stage diva.
On stage diva.
Comedy?
Yes. Comedy, but also
you're casual diva comedy.
You're chilling. I feel like though when you perform, like you're giving everything, but also it's like you're also just like chilling.
I love sometimes like like a great night at Union Hall, just like in like a small club, like especially if you're like trying something out or just like are like with beloved friends, you know, like
feeling
it's
free,
like,
it'll do
like
it for
so
you.
Like so fun, you know. And
I know
comedy brought me joy. It brought me this like way that's like, you know, it's how Julio and I became close, like, you know, through the scene. And
I mean, it's how you met us.
Yes, of course. Yes, everyone. And so it was just like such a delight to like have a place to put my voice. Like I like just the wide open expression, everyone doing particularly their thing, and just like what a beautiful invitation. So yeah, it was life changing. And yeah, I'm like, there's this movie that like plays in America now. Like,
I know.
It's wild. It's like my second time being like on the big screen, like in like this year, like Dumb Money came out. It's about GameStop. It's like
an
amazing ensemble.
Yeah. I haven't seen that, but my friend was Larry's in a movie. I'm on the airplane.
I remember doing that read with you.
Yes, it's playing on Netflix. And yeah, it was like really like, you know, big trending on there. We care about that. And
we do care about that. Yes, we
do. The major thing was working with America Ferrera. Just like, literally, like,
Ugly Betty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Legend. Just like a legend. Love and her. Just unbelievable process. Just
and
like,
you've worked with some legends.
I know. Problemista is narrated by Isabella Rossellini. And we did my first film together, like 4 years ago.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's directed by Todd Strauss Schulson. Wow. So.
And then also Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's the legend.
Iconique.
Yeah, I know.
I must be really hard to just not like crawl into her lap all the time. be like, hold me like a baby.
We're definitely, we're definitely working. I mean, Janelle James, legend. Just
legend
like,
as well.
Like season one, just being like, finding out, you get a script, then you go on set and you're like, oh my God. Guys, oh, we get the call. So you're like, what?
Tyler, what's his name? Tyler Lee.
James Williams. Yeah.
Tyler James Williams. You know, I'm not a fan of his because of Everybody Hates Chris. I'm not.
I am
a fan of his. No, the show. The show. Okay. I'm not his fan because of that. I am his fan because he was on The Walking Dead. Oh. And I feel like a lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
Did you know that?
That's your favorite project.
That is my favorite show in the world. That's my comfort show. You know, some people watch like Parks and Rec or The Office as like their comfort show that they watch over and over. Some people do that.
No, gorgeous
show. You know, everyone has a show that they watch over and over that they can just watch over and over. Mine is The Walking Dead, and I am collecting the cast members. So
Gilmore Girls, season 3, episode 4, Festival of Living Art.
Oh, I love that.
Also, Sex and the City, The Real Me.
Okay, so you have your episodes you love to watch.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
do a whole season down.
But Roadkill. It's amazing. Are you kidding?
Love the song at the end, To Be Real. Fashion Roadkill. Could it be louder in here? Christ, yes.
Who opens that episode? Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
At Brasserie 8.5.
With Jose Lana, this is for Broadway people. Yeah, it's like this amazing actor. Broadway. Here Lies Love, yeah.
Mm. Here Lies Love. Oh, Here Lies Love.
Yes.
That Gina was in.
Yes.
Ah, I am really sad that I missed that.
Oh, the dance party. Really, I know we were really supposed to go together.
Gina was dancing her little heart out.
I know, gorgeous.
You know, I said hi to Gina at our show and thought it was her sister. I was like, she's back again.
Who, Jem?
They look alike.
I'm so dumb.
They do kind of look alike. I mean, they're sisters.
Sisters. Yeah, they're so sweet. And then I clocked it like a second later and I was like, I'm so stupid.
They're my Filipino sisters.
Sorry, girls. Yeah.
Yay.
They're so cute.
My Filipino sisters, because I am a Filipino American woman.
So, Larry, is there anything... I recently announced earlier in this episode, I'm in my positivity era. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be, whatever. Is there anything that you are working on personally or something that you're trying to implement? Something,
I gave up self-doubt for Lent.
Oh, I love that.
So the moments where I would have self-doubt, I can't. Because I gave it up.
How are you stopping it?
For Lent.
Yeah, how are you stopping it? But like, how?
It just,
pray?
When I noticed that, like, when you're literally talking yourself out of what you want to do. You know when you want to do something and you go. You say what, your brain's like, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then one second later, you're like.
Yeah. I hate
it. We clear that out because that's
acceleration break. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And also,
so you just clock it? You're saying you just clock it?
Yeah, clock it. Yeah, that's what if I would want a cigarette, if I gave up cigarettes, I would be like, don't have a cigarette. You just go, I want one. No, I gave it up for Lent. So I go, I want to do this like thing, like which feels big, it's probably really small, a sentence, a conversation, an action item, So I say it and then I just. Either commit to it or like I don't, but like I don't like allow it to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that like any reason not to do like something that's like a healthy, positive impulse that would bring me closer to someone or one of my goals can just be acted on with trust.
Mm.
And so that becomes just a mini breath. We move on. And also silence. So the film that Isabella and I were in that was directed by Todd is called Silent Retreat. It hasn't come out. And we're like so excited to even just like watch it. Isabella and I, we connected about it. So I think we're going to watch this movie.
I remember that. And that was when we were first becoming friends.
Yes, I like did this movie. Upstate? And my, yes, Upstate. Yes, Lorraine Toussaint, Jack Whitehall, Sarah Goldberg, like insane cast. Yes, Dennis Haysbert. Like, it was honestly, and I, like, honestly, probably the largest role that I have done on screen.
And you're like, where is it?
But Silent Retreat, and like, it was just like brought up. My friend Juliana brought it up, and only then did it sink in that like I had like done this whole like process about like the value of silence, but at probably the noisiest time of my life. And so when it was reintroduced to me just in conversation, I like deeply felt the value of like
silence,
intentional silence. Like imagine going for a weekend and being like, I'm not talking this weekend. And then when you come back, and all what's happening to you inside of all that time where you're intentionally not speaking.
Did you go through that actual process?
I was playing the fuck nut. You know, yeah, I was like the, no, you know, like it's like, everyone's like, be quiet. And I'm like.
No, because I just think about it. I'm like, that would be so hard for me.
I know.
To be quiet.
Actually, I think I could do it.
I know.
Maybe not. No.
I do 30 seconds. I do. I'm intentionally silent until the next time that I have to speak.
In public, in conversation.
Yeah.
It's just easier to be silent when you're alone, though. But when you get around people.
Exactly. Until the next time. So it's like, I'm not going on a 2-day silent retreat. I'm not going on a week-long silent retreat. But like, I'm trying to understand the value of like, my brain, she's gonna have to shut up. You know what I mean? It's either like meditation, breath.
Oh, so like if you be quiet,
is that what you SSRI. Mean? Is like, I don't know. I read for a character with OCD and it's having resonances. I was like, I'm acting like blank, like the character.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I feel like my mind goes faster. Like if I'm in a not leave the house day, I'm like working from home and I don't go outside and I'm not talking to anyone, then I'm like, it's getting kooky in the brain.
Kooky in the brain.
But that's probably something I need to like meditate out. Or you know what I've been doing? Somatics. Somatic stretching. I've talked about this before. I cannot tell enough people about it. Literally just going like this. It's amazing. All of a sudden you're like, wow. Like, I don't know. I'm not releasing trauma where I'm like crying, but I'm like, something's happening. Something's happening here. Like, it's crazy. It's nice. I don't know what it is.
I felt that. Then I went back here and I felt that.
Yeah, you do this. Yeah. Like, that.
Just this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm dead serious. Before I go to bed and when I wake up in the morning, I am somaticking. It's really something. Nice. It's really something. I think my brain has slowed down a little bit.
Ooh. Well, that's nice.
Because if you're just like, which, you know, I can be, your mind is more tense. If you're a little more relaxed, your brain, I don't know if that's a science, to be honest with you, but I think that's something. Yeah.
I want to applaud these couches for being kind of upright. Normally, I find when I'm a guest on things, the couches are so, like, the seats are so low and unsupported. And I don't know, I just feel really confident and present here. And I thank you for choosing a space that allows that.
Maybe it's the seat, or maybe it's us.
Hear that, Maxime?
It's the hosts.
It's the hosts.
It's this hit podcast. We love it.
Thanks, babe.
We look forward to the clips online. Across platforms, IG, TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everywhere that you can hear podcasts.
Everywhere you get those podcasts.
Thank you for that commercial.
Hose with feelings.
Hose with feelings.
I was like, what's the bill? I didn't know which order to put your names. I freaked out. I was like,
doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. You know, we're same.
Yeah, ego aside, equal. I do think Carolina Teresa and Melissa Rich sounds better that way. Melissa Rich and Carolina Teresa, it sounds a little bit.
Yeah, ending on the vowel.
Yes.
Leaves it too open. Carolina. Yeah. Teresa. Yuck.
You know what that Carolina is? Carolina Teresa and Melissa Rich. I don't know where I learned this. Supposedly, like, you know, if you think of any. You know, religious deity, they're ending Yeshua, blah, blah, blah. That's like the God sound is ah. Is that crazy? Yeah. Really feels good when you say ah.
Breath.
Life. Allah.
Allah. Yeah, you can list them.
Krishna.
Krishna. Mm.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Good smart. Point by me.
Smarties.
Smart philosophers. We love it. Larry elevating us, looking directly into camera.
We're all looking.
This is gonna be Larry's clip. Just
all of us just
no. Oh my God. Can you imagine if we were just an audio platform? This has never been anything that can just be listened to. Just
yeah, you need to see it.
We're constantly talking about, like, look at this thing on the table. And everyone listening, like, in their car is like, well, great. Sorry, guys.
Podcast is visual medium. Well,
and, I also feel like we do, like, you should be watching it because we take the time to do the hair and the makeup.
It's, I mean, some people are insane.
And we cross bar.
Like,
she
you have on a fashion welly. Like, you're making, like, the rain. Like, you're just like, I know. Oh, it becomes combat. So, yeah. So, for the listeners at home, there's a black and gray camouflage into a front zip.
Corset.
Golden zip on black corset. The necklace is
big, huge tits,
massive tits,
tiggles.
Melissa always says she's gonna get big titties, and I'm like, you can't. Oh, it's gonna break your brand. I just feel like Melissa is like little titties, little tops, little like. You know, midriff.
It would kill me to have to start wearing a bra. I will say that. Bitch. I mean, I wouldn't, though. They'd be high.
When drag queens don't want a pad, I applaud women like you. I say, you know what? They're representing.
They're representing.
Like some girls
Kate Moss,
don't.
Bitch. Yeah.
It's
I know.
Absolutely wild to talk about a woman's body in public. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, consenting.
This sin. Yeah. No, you look fabulous. Carolina has on some caramel calf length boots. Honestly, like 60s, honestly, mod boots.
Yeah.
Mod
boots.
Needs
yeah.
sort of a 90s sort mm-hmm. of like living single vibe.
Well, that's what I was going for with the jacket. Yeah. I felt the jacket was kind of 90s.
Jacket a lot.
The jacket.
I got this at a thrift store for like $5 and it's real suede. Touch it.
The jacket is in, what is really this? Nice. Cappuccino? Like, well, that's just like, I what is this? Is gingerbread.
Latte.
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 Yeah,
she's that is good. It's oats.
No, that's good. Latte. Oat milk latte? Yeah.
She's an oat milk latte.
I really haven't gone out this week except to go to the surgeon with Hamidae for his hernia.
Well, yeah, what is this? Oh, what no. Do you think anything is driving you to
cars?
Stay in the house?
I don't know. I'm just like, in the house. I'm in the
house. That's what I said.
What did you say?
I think, I'm not sure about this. I know that you're the medical expert in this situation, but a lot of times taxi drivers, Uber drivers will get kidney infections, whatever, like abdomen issues from sitting.
Well, I don't think Who it's knows? That. I think it's the constipation. I think it's something he's had his whole life, the constipation, and that's what's led to this.
The amount she
ultimately
about this man, those consent.
The
toe, the toe.
He has a constipation
video.
Problem. If you have years of constipation issues and then it's pushing. Honestly, when we went to, first of all, the
he
surgeon.
Listen,
here's
God.
What I'll say about the surgeon.
Don't
he was
reach
really
out
nice.
To me.
Why? Why?
I'm why, not why, now?
Why
now?
Why
now?
Why not? Fuck you, Larry. I was like, I diagnosed the hernia. He completely ignored the fact that I diagnosed the hernia, okay. which I was
which
like,
is,
weird.
That's very
I was
cool.
like, weird. But also, he let me feel. He did the examination. He also let me feel like the actual
the
hernia.
The doctor
piece.
Did?
The doctor did. Yeah, he did. He
that's
really
big
did.
For you.
Yeah. It was really big for me. I was very excited. But yeah, also,
you're not going to be in the surgery room, right?
No, okay. I was lying. I said that I would be in this. If I could, I would.
I'm scrubbing in. Yeah.
I fucking wish. They're going in laparoscopically.
Carolina, with the nails. You can wash the hands.
With
put
my
the gloves.
Gloves
on. Yeah.
With my gloves on, though. I would be wearing my gloves. I honestly, whatever. The point is that I'm excited. I asked him, I was like, do you want me to get a little, like, nurse's outfit? Like a sexy nurse outfit?
You should.
And he said, no, save my money.
We can find one for cheap on Amazon.
That's what I said. I'm not listening to him. I'm going to get
one. No, I will buy you one for Hamidae as a gift, as a get what present. You know what I mean? I'll get some balloons
get a
1X. And the outfit.
Get a 1X.
Yes, I'll help with this.
Or an extra large.
Well, you can pick it out.
I'll help with this because I love you both.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to come over and help me take care of Hamidae?
I will, actually.
Feed him soups through a straw?
He doesn't need to eat soup through a straw.
I know, but it'll be fun for me.
You're sick. You're like Gypsy Rose's mom.
Yeah.
Like, you need to stay
or that lady
home.
Who was that lady that locked? What was that movie? Was it Kathy Bates when she locked the man up?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Misery.
Yeah, more like that.
Absolutely.
Obsessed.
Doesn't she do something fucked up to his feet, too?
No, I won't do that. She, like, chops his leg off. I won't chop his leg off.
I don't know. You love feet.
I do love feet. You guys, if any of you want me to cut your cuticles, let me know, because I have a really good cuticle cutter. On your feet and your hands, I'll do it.
I don't know that I'm going to indulge in that. Yeah. I do try. Carolina did some nails for me a week ago. Two fell off very quickly. The rest stayed on a full week.
I am a burgeoning nail tech. I'm starting to learn the craft. It is my hobby, and it is something that I really am. I'm like getting all this
hobby.
It's my hobby.
We gotta have hobbies. I am starting to learn the craft.
Yes.
It is my hobby.
I love craft now. I feel like I'm going to start saying craft.
You turn to Whitney Houston. I am a burgeoning nail tech.
Nail tech.
I am starting to learn the craft. It is my hobby.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't know why that hit.
And then Larry's like, why you hit me? Why you pinching me? Larry, you get what you deserve.
Oh my God.
You get what's coming to you.
I went in. It was something cute. You're being so cute.
It was very endearing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so if you want me to do your nails, come over. I'll do your nails.
What's your hobby, Larry?
I want to practice on people.
You can do my feet because I don't have photo ready feet. And so
I can do your feet. I actually would do your feet.
So I'm going to the pedicurist and the looks, you know, like they all like.
I won't. Everyone can grow up at the pedicure place.
I know.
Let me do it. I really don't. I really will do it.
So hard.
You think I'm joking? I'll do everything.
I know that because you love feet.
I do Hamidé's feet. I do Hamidé's feet. I put them in the water. I have a little water thing, like a little to massage your feet and water it and everything.
A foot spa.
A foot spa. I got a foot spa. I do everybody's feet
because you love feet.
Do my feet.
How do your feet?
I only get gel on the feet. Oh, you got the gel.
I have the gel.
Oh my God. I will definitely come over for a gel pedicure. I don't know about the cuticles. I'm a little nervous about you doing the cuticles.
Why? I do a really good job.
Oh no, it just feels so sensitive. I'm like, I keep mine. They're,
I keep my cuticles.
I grow them for a reason.
I literally just bought the Cheeto really dust nice out of my bloodstream.
I don't love
it. It's like the best
close,
quality.
Close. Yeah. No, stop it. It's like,
I know.
Enough.
I do like the foot. I was not the cheese grater. The foot razor.
If I'm doing your feet. If I'm doing your feet, you have to let me paint them and do design because that's what I really want to practice.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you can fleek my toes. You can
fleek my toes.
No one says fleek anymore, Larry.
I know, but that's like, that's what it feels like for me to have like my like plain. I usually get a nice Tiffany blue, robin's egg, something always in that family.
I don't have that color, so you're going to have to use what I have.
babe, I know it's a surrender game over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I want Fantasia Barrino to sing What Was I Made For?
Oh,
so badly.
Oh, that would be so good.
What was I made for?
Where did it? I can't do it. I have to practice it. But if Fantasia like earnestly sang What Was I Made For, Billie Eilish,
it would be so good.
When it would did be it end?
So good.
All the that enjoyment. Be... I'm all sad again. Don't tell
my
wife.
Oh my God.
Maxim says we have to cut it out.
Maxim, did you see me clock my phone? I looked at the time.
Okay. Yeah. You felt it. You felt it in your heart.
I have an insane internal clock.
Wow.
It's really
when
fun.
Did I did it end? All the enjoyment. I'm sad again. It's not what I'm made for. What was I made for?
Woo! Well, we can end there! We can end there!
You also knew a lot of lyrics. That was impressive.
Oh, Larry, you give me so much joy.
Yay, I love you.
So fun.
Always with feelings.
Now it's all clapping like, woo, for us.